let's have a Wednesday focus on the Merseyside Derby, which is happening on Saturday between 12:30 and, well, whenever the game ends. Make sure you tune into St. and Snod's between 10 and midday, a little bit earlier than normal. But Adam Lallana is set to miss the aforementioned Derby on Saturday after reporting back to Liverpool with an injury he suffered playing for England. It looks like it's a thigh injury that could keep him out for up to a month. And from the Anfield Wrap, Gareth Roberts joins me on Radio City Talk. Gareth, where did your brain go when you first heard about this?
Oh, no, here we go again. He got injured on the last international duty as well. I think it's time that Jürgen starts playing them games that Ferguson used to play, where everyone had, you know, mysterious knocks when it come up to international football. Because, yeah, that's twice now with Lallana. When he's gone away with England, he's come back with a knock. And there's footage kicking around as well of him holding his thigh at half-time. So, you know, I don't know if that's just mischievous, but it kind of says that he was feeling something then, and then he was made to play the second half. And if that's the case, well, I hope Liverpool are kicking off about it, because, you know, England have got a duty of care, haven't they, around players? And if he was feeling a knock, he should have been taken off. And then who knows, he might have been fit, but it is what it is. We are where we are.
Is it not a little bit hypocritical of you, and indeed I, as a Liverpool fan, to complain about Adam Lallana playing for England? Because I think since he started playing well for England, he started playing well for Liverpool. Or was it vice versa?
I'd say it was vice versa. When I've been talking about Lallana, I think his upturn in form has been ever since Klopp arrived, really. I think out of everyone who's at the club, he's bought into Klopp's ethos more than anyone else. I mean, I was at Spurs away, you know, the very first game that Klopp took charge of. And even in that game, you know, he'd had very little time to work with the players, but Lallana absolutely ran his socks off and he came off knackered. I think he almost like fell into the manager's arms when he came off as a substitute. And you know, the managers talk a lot about how he's bought into it, how he's almost like a bit of a leader on the field now for Klopp. So I would say England have benefited from that rather than the other way round.
With Lallana, what has Lallana done for Liverpool over the last, let's just say, six months, potentially slightly shorter than that? He just said, and Klopp said very publicly, we need him to start scoring goals, right? Brendan Rodgers said it towards the tail end of his time at Liverpool as well. And then, for some reason, he found it, specifically with England, he probably found the back of the net, I suppose, percentage-wise, more for England than he does for Liverpool. But he has added that to his game, so is that why he's going to be such a big miss?
It's not just that, to be honest, Connor. I mean, he has added goals, he's added more assists as well. But he's really important in the tempo of what Liverpool do, both in terms of when they're trying to win the ball back and when they're in transition, when they're getting on the break. And I think that's what he's been absolutely key for. Klopp's talked about it a lot, about, you know, he goes to win the ball and everyone then goes with him. He's the man who leads the press, if you like. And he's been vital to sort of knitting it together from defence to attack as well, because, you know, he's got brilliant feet, he's got good vision, and he's played a deeper role under Klopp than he did under Rodgers. And I think, again, you know, he's benefited from the managerial skills of Klopp, if you like. So we'll miss that. But, I mean, all this said, you know, as much as I'm gutted that he won't be fit for the derby, I think we're still all right. I think Henderson, by the sound of things, is going to be fit. If we've got Henderson, Charn and Wijnaldum, I think those three are all capable of a bit of everything. You know, they're all flexible. Wijnaldum can be more of a 10 if he needs to be. He can be defensive if he needs to be. Certainly be more defensive at Liverpool than he was at Newcastle. Charn's got a sort of new lease of life. He's like the old Emre Can again, which I'm really glad about, because we were starting to worry about whether, you know, he was quite good enough, to be fairly honest. But he said that he was carrying an injury. He's looked a lot better the last couple of games, I think. He's looked more mobile. He's looked sharper, he's looked more focused. So I'm not too worried. I think if we get Henderson on the pitch, that's the big one for me now. If he's missing as well, then I'm genuinely worried about what's going on in midfield. But I think if we get Henderson back, we'll be okay. I don't expect Everton to be too ambitious, to be honest, at Anfield. So when I was saying about Lallana sort of, you know, sparking breaks and things like that, I expect Liverpool to have most of the ball and sort of, you know, be facing quite a defensive Everton. So perhaps we don't miss Lallana as much as we would against other opposition, maybe.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is Full Time here till 6:30 this evening. Starting the show with a chat here to Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Wrap. We're talking Adam Lallana, his injury. So how do you expect the first 11 to set up? And we're concluding that Jordan Henderson is involved here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real surprises expected, to be honest. I think, you know, the first 11 now is fairly settled. I think most people know what it is. So, it's Firmino through the middle, it's Coutinho, it's Mane, it's the three I mentioned in midfield, and I don't expect any surprises at the back either. I think Dejan Lovren will come in and play alongside Matip. Presuming both of those are fit, I haven't heard anything to the contrary. Milner will continue at left back, Klein the other side, and that'll be how we line up. I mean, I'm hearing some left field shouts today about, if Lallana is out. People talking about maybe throwing Trent Alexander in and things like that. Can sort of see where they're coming from, but I think that's a big ask. I mean, he was already thrown in at Old Trafford, and now to throw him in again in the derby and say, go on, son, I think that's a bit of a big ask in his development. I think Klopp will go with senior players because it's an important game, it's a big game, and, we've seen kids sort of, and this is no slight against Trent, but you've seen kids, particularly local kids, sort of lose their head a little bit in the derby because it's a mad atmosphere. So to throw him in and say, we're going to put you in midfield as well rather than that fullback, I can't really see that happening. Maybe as a change later on, but not to start.
And I know you focus on the multi-award winning Anfield rap on all things Liverpool, but let's have a little look at the Everton setup. No Seamus Coleman. Schneiderlin looks like he could be touch and go. I'm hearing some other defensive frailties this morning, potentially Funes Mori. Can Liverpool exploit those, or should they just be worrying about their own house?
I'd like Schneiderlin to miss the game, if I'm honest. I like him. I thought he was a good player before he went to Man United, and I don't think sort of a failed spell there makes any difference, really. And from what I've been hearing from the Blues, they're sort of saying the same thing. I think it'd be a huge miss for them. And if you end up with, like, sort of Gareth Barry, for instance, in midfield, then I think, everyone goes into the game with a little spring in the step because, he's no spring chicken. He can't get round the pitch like maybe he once could. And I thought, his involvement in the game at Goodison was quite pivotal in Liverpool getting on top because he was playing around them, essentially. So, yeah, if Schneiderlin's missing, that would be a big boost. Obviously, big shame about Coleman, and I hope he gets well soon. That was a horrendous tackle and a horrendous injury. But again, he's a first-teamer, isn't he, for them? So that's another knock for them. I think in all of this as well, I mean, you've said about sort of just remembering who we are and that sort of thing. That is important, I think, in the derby, and I think it's played on Everton minds for a long time now. They've got a bad record at Anfield. They haven't won there since 1999. I think they've won in the derby full stop since 2010, I think I'm right in saying. So either way, that becomes like a psychological thing that you've got to get over now. That's what Koeman's got to work out. Whereas, Klopp hasn't got that problem, has he?
But then it's the strongest Everton side I've watched in recent time. It's the most.
I'd go with that as well.
Yeah, it's the most organised Everton side I've seen as well. It's the fittest Everton side I've seen. I think Liverpool potentially, they've always been a fit side, but Everton specifically in the last 20 minutes of many of the matches, particularly since Christmas, I think have been superb. They've been collecting points towards the tail end of games, and in recent weeks they haven't even needed to do that because they're 2-3 and 4-0 up.
Yeah, I just think that point to prove thing now sort of affects how you play. So if you look at how they played at Goodison, they came out of the traps, Everton, so determined to stop Liverpool from playing that they ran out of steam. That first half was awful to watch because no one could get a rhythm going because Liverpool were doing what Liverpool do to teams and Everton were doing it back to sort of times 10 and no one could get any sort of, couldn't string three passes together because you'd have men all over you, putting tackles in, blocking, elbows, everything. And I think Everton will probably sort of look to do that again, because of the psychological thing that they so want this result at Anfield, they're desperate for it, that they come there absolutely desperate to get it. And, the sort of the mental and physical energy that expands to do all that. I think by the later stage of the game, there's a danger that they start to run out of steam, and that's perhaps when Liverpool can get at them. That's when Mane maybe starts to get a little bit more time and space on the ball. And I still think, Lallana's a big miss, but I think we've still got a lot of match winners on the pitch, whereas I expect Everton maybe more to be relying on Lukaku, who is brilliant, by the way, and, look at his goals record. But there'll be more of an emphasis on him to be the match winner for Everton rather than anyone else, whereas For us, you can see maybe two or three winning for Liverpool.
Yeah, but defensively, Liverpool have been all over the show this season, and Lukaku's a man who potentially could get in amongst that, just playing devil's advocate here. And Everton fans, I'd love to hear from you as well, 01517 08 1059. Just let me ask you very quickly, Gareth Roberts, from the Anfield Wrap on Radio City Talk this afternoon. Anthony Taylor has been named as the man who's going to take charge of this feisty Merseyside derby. I read one publication today who called him card happy. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, I think everyone's had a little cringe about him being the ref, both red and blue. You know, we the record of the Merseyside derby is full of cards anyway, and it does almost feel like they're having a bit of a laugh there when they're selecting him as well, because, you know, put the fixture together with a fella who is a bit card happy, and you almost think, oh, well, we're guaranteed cards here. So yeah, it is interesting. I don't like talking about refs, I've got to be honest. I'm not into it. I don't follow them, if you know what I mean. I follow my team and follow football, and I'm not bothered about refs. But this fella, he does jump out above all the others. He's got a bit of a reputation, there's no doubt about it.
So it's as bad or as good for each side? Is that what you're saying?
I think he'll want it. It's on the telly, isn't it? And look, you know, this gets said a lot, but I'm going to say it again. There's certain refs that teams are loving a bit. You know what I mean? They do a bit of a pose when they give the cards. They have a little look around. They seem to enjoy the performance. And, you know, if this one's on telly, it's a big match. And he seems a bit of a fella who might enjoy the performance. So, yeah. Fingers crossed he's sending off blues and not reds.
That is the opinion of Gareth Roberts from the Anfield Wrap. Well, listen, I'm sure tomorrow we're going to build up and build up and build up and take this to a crescendo. And then it's going to be finished off on Saturday morning between 10 and 12. And earlier than normal, Satan's Nods here on Radio City Talk. Right, Gareth, you know what I'm going to ask you? Call it for me. Give me a score prediction, and how will that make you feel?
It's such a predictable one, this. But I said it on the very good podcast that is the Blue Room. I said 2-1 to Liverpool, and I'm staying with that. And I'll be delighted with that. I don't think Liverpool will be winning by 4 and 5s, and I don't think that'll happen the other way either. I think it'll be a really tight game. I can't see either side keeping a clean sheet, but I think Liverpool will just edge it.